It is Thursday, May 3rd, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar. Support for KUAF is provided by contributing listeners and by Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring young professionals, the Fast 15 and networking events, plus other local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com to register for daily business e-news or for more information. On this edition of Ozarks, Sophie Kidd returns with another feature, this time on flutes, in her series Music Matters, and a conversation with Dr. John Mundy, the founder of All Faith Seminary International in New York City and a spiritual stand-up comedian. We also hear about a car being smashed to pieces on the University of Arkansas campus during finals week. But first, these items of note. New revenue numbers show Arkansas took in $31 million more than expected for the month of April. For the fiscal year that ends in June, the state is $93 million ahead of forecast. John Shelnut is an economist with the State Department of Finance and Administration.
I think it gives us plenty of breathing room. You recall earlier in the tax filing season, we did dip down close to essentially on the mark for forecast. And now that we've cleared out a lot of refunds and other categories of income tax have really surged ahead, we're now looking at this gain of $93.6 million above, and it might well hold.
Shelnut says, for the year, Arkansas has taken in $3.9 billion, $122 million higher than at this point last year. Arkansas and Texas A&M will move their football series to campus sites for 2012 and 2013 before targeting a return to Cowboys Stadium beginning in the 2014 season. Texas A&M will host Arkansas on September 29th of this year, while the Razorbacks will host the Aggies September 28, 2013. The two institutions have played in the Southwest Classic at Cowboy Stadium for the last 3 years. This will mark the first time the series has been played on campus since the final 2 years of Arkansas' tenure in the Southwest Conference. Arkansas last played in College Station in 1991, while Texas A&M last played in Fayetteville in 1990. The University of Arkansas softball team closed out its 2012 non-conference regular season with a 4-0 no-hitter victory over Missouri State. The Razorbacks improved to 26-24 on the season heading into its last series this weekend at Georgia. Arkansas will wrap up its 2012 regular season this weekend when they take on the number 11 Georgia Bulldogs in a three-game series beginning with a doubleheader Saturday morning at 11. Four Arkansas pitchers combined to post a four-hit shutout as the number 18 Razorbacks completed a two-game sweep of Missouri with a 2-0 win yesterday afternoon at Baum Stadium. Arkansas won its fourth straight game and improved to 33-13 on the season, while Missouri fell to 23-21 with the loss. Arkansas resumes SEC play tomorrow evening at 7 as it opens a three-game series against two-time defending national champion and fifth-ranked South Carolina. The series opener will be televised on ESPNU. Yesterday afternoon, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals lost in a pitcher's duel to the Springfield Cardinals 2-1. The loss drops the Nats to 2-10 away from Harvest Ballpark. The Naturals and Cardinals are back at it for Game 3 of the four-game series tonight at 7:08. Tim Melville will take the hill for the Naturals against John Gast.